Good morning, God. Thank you for the rest you gave us last night. And thank you for giving us another day to experience your love. Our reflection this morning is, Jesus is always with us, and he says, I am the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. I came from him, and I returned to him because I am God, the second person of the Trinity. I entered your world to provide a way for you to have a living, eternal relationship with your Father, God. People who do not know me have often stated that there are many ways to God, but that claim is absolutely untrue. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I come to you, beloved, full of grace, because you have trusted me to save you from your sins through my sacrificial death on the cross. You have nothing to fear. You don't need to dread failure or performing below expectations. Since I am your Savior, and you cannot save yourself, your security rests in my grace. Rejoice that I am both faithful and sufficient. In spite of all the trouble in this world, in me you may have peace. I have overcome the world.
And let us now together pray the prayer that Jesus himself has taught us as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And may all of you have a wonderful day today.
Thank you, Monsignor John. This morning's Reflections with Monsignor John Peters of the Sacred Heart Catholic Church of Hallettsville has been brought to you by the Kubiana Funeral Home of Hallettsville.
From the Texas State Network, welcome to Texas in the Morning. Coming up.
Well, storm chances will start ramping up across parts of the state, especially late into the week and into the weekend, while others stay dry and warm. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff. Your forecast coming up.
Later, Mike Rogers has the other side of the news. Kevin Walker joins us at the TSN Sports Desk. It is Tuesday morning. I'm Kristen Yates. Leading us off, a legal battle over a lack of air conditioning in Texas prisons is gaining momentum. TSN's Chris Fox is in Austin.
Just over 30% of Texas prisons have full air conditioning. Prison rights advocates filed a complaint calling it cruel and unusual punishment. They claim temperatures often hit 120 degrees. They've joined a federal lawsuit originally filed by Bernie Teed, a convicted murderer who inspired the movie Bernie. They're asking a federal judge to find the Texas prison system's excessive heat policy unconstitutional, requiring them to maintain temperatures between 65 and 85 degrees. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
A West Texas city manager says his town's water supply was not at risk during an attempted hack that came to light last week. TSN's Rob Snyder has details.
Hales Center is located 41 miles north of Lubbock, and CNN first reported that online adversaries attempted to hack Hales Center's water system back in January. Hales Center City Manager Mike Seipert recounted the incident to TSN affiliate KFYO.
So we disconnected internet. We never got hacked in Hales Center.
Seipert took action and then found out the frequency of the attempted hacks.
Later, I did a reverse IP on one of the reoccurring ones, and it came from St. Petersburg, Russia. And I was told later there were 37,000 attempts over a four-day period.
Seipert said the FBI and other federal agencies are investigating. In Lubbock, Rob Snyder, TSN News.
2 years after a group of illegal immigrants were flown from San Antonio to the Massachusetts town of Martha's Vineyard, they are getting visas to legally live and work in the U.S.
So what they are is their U visas, which are for victims of qualifying criminal activity.
The group's attorney, Rachel Self, says the migrants were tricked into getting on that plane, promised jobs and housing, but were abandoned when arriving on Cape Cod. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis took credit for that, but denied any foul play, claiming the migrants all signed releases. San Antonio sheriffs and the county's DA are still investigating that incident. A popular game being played by some middle and high school students may get someone killed.
The senior assassin game is a form of tag. It involves students using geolocation to find, then eliminate their peers with water guns or other harmless means. While it's not illegal, Gainesville Police Chief Kevin Phillips says it could very likely get someone killed because they're mainly playing in the nighttime hours.
Obviously, people walking around in, you know, dark clothing with face mask on and carrying what in the dark could appear to be a weapon, that's very dangerous.
Phillips is asking parents to have a direct conversation with their kids about the potential dangers associated with this game. Melanie Brown, TSN News.
Another clothing store is going under. TSN's Kristen Diaz shares with us where we won't be able to shop for much longer.
Express has filed for bankruptcy and will close nearly 20% of its stores nationwide, including some in Texas. The Ohio-based retailers racked up nearly $1.2 billion in debt as it tried to stay afloat. 95 of the chain's 530 Express retail stores are closing, including their Cedar Hill location at Hillside Village, Dallas Galleria location, and the Express store in Corpus Christi at La Palmera Mall. In addition to the retail stores, some of their outlet stores will also be closing, including the one in College Station and San Antonio. Kristen Diaz, TSN News.
You've been needing any new wardrobe additions. Closing sales are scheduled to begin today. These are the 10 best places to find a new job in the U.S. Texas has two.
This comes from the Wall Street Journal. It looked at unemployment, the size of the labor force, and salaries. Austin finished seventh best as a hub for money services and big businesses. Dallas-Fort Worth is 10th because it's a center of tech, financial services, and the defense industry. The best place to find a new job right now is Salt Lake City. Then three cities in Florida follow behind: Jacksonville, Orlando, and Tampa. Oklahoma City rounds out the top five. Campbell Reed, TSN News.
Well, if we talk about jobs, we talk about pay, and a certain rodent's Texas roadside destination is recognized as one of the best-paying retail stores nationwide.
Business Insider has named Buc-ee's as the fifth highest-paying retail store in the country for entry-level employees. They get a starting wage of $18.18 an hour, compared to the minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. Buc-ee's also offers paid time off and 401k matching contributions. At the top of the list is the clothing store Patagonia, with a starting wage of $21.88. Outdoor brand REI came in at number two. Costco is number three, and furniture store IKEA is number four. John Mark Dempsey, TSN News.
And another accolade for us to brag about today. Dallas-Fort Worth can call itself home to one of the most beautiful places in the country.
In a study conducted by BonusFinder.com, analyzing over 2,700 U.S. landmarks, the Dallas Arboretum and Botanical Gardens ranked number one as the most picturesque botanical garden in the southern U.S. and the third most Instagrammable in the country. With over 129,000 hashtags, Dallas Arboretum beat out the Atlanta Botanical Garden by over 39,000. In the entire country, Dallas came in third behind only Pennsylvania's Longwood Gardens and New York's Brooklyn Botanic Garden. I'm Tristan Ryans, TSN News.
Still to come.
South winds are back across the state. We're warming up, and there is a threat for some storms before the end of the week. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff. Weather's next.
When Texas in the Morning continues.
Are you a nonprofit organization making a difference in your community? Do you dream of expanding your impact but lack the space to do it?
Well, look no further than Mueller's Helping Hand.
We're excited to announce that Mueller's Helping Hand is now accepting applications for our prestigious giveaway. That's right, one deserving nonprofit will be awarded a whopping 4,000 square foot building.
Whether you're running a food bank, an after-school program, or a shelter for those in need, this building could be the game changer your organization has been waiting for.
But Mueller's Helping Hand isn't looking for just any nonprofit. We're searching for those unsung heroes who go above and beyond to serve their communities.
So if you're a deserving nonprofit making a real difference, apply now for your chance for this incredible opportunity.
Applications must be received by May 24th. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com.
That's MuellerInc.com.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. If you're struggling with mental health, you should know that there are resources out there that can help. And it's okay to talk about it if you need to. One place to get started with information is loveyourmindtoday.org. Loveyourmindtoday.org offers a range of guides, instructions, and insights for dealing with difficult situations or getting through a tough time. If you're struggling with mental health, get the help you need, because most people out here really care. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Texas in the Morning. It's time now for a look at today's weather with TSN Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff.
Thank you so much. Happy Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. Not as cool this morning as what we felt yesterday morning, except there are still a few upper 40s across far east Texas, 50s and 60s across the rest of the state, and south winds are back. It'll be a breezy day today as temperatures warm up into the low 80s out into west Texas. We'll be near 80 along the 35 corridor and upper 70s in far east Texas. Going to keep an eye on a weak cold front that's going to sag into the Panhandle and cross over the Red River Valley close to Wichita Falls and up through Ardmore, Oklahoma, just around Tulsa. It's going to stall along the Red River, but there'll be a few isolated severe storms forming around Childress and Vernon down towards Monday and west towards Aspermont. And these storms will be heading southeast through the northern Big Country, Haskell, Throckmorton, down maybe as far southeast as Breckenridge and Albany, but they'll start to fall apart quickly after sunset. And then that'll be done. That front will linger along the Red River Valley on Wednesday, but most of the storms will be pretty much along the Red River. West of Wichita Falls will be few and far between. And then the rest of the state remains dry. Temperatures will be in the 80s statewide on Thursday. We'll get up into the 90s, though, in deep South Texas starting Thursday. Pretty much all the way through the weekend, even some 90s out in the far west Texas into the high deserts. We got an upper-level disturbance that will be cruising across the central plain states late Thursday and into Friday, and this will activate the dry line, and this will come through the Wichita Falls to Abilene late Thursday night and form some storms, and these will be moving across north and central Texas Friday morning and then redeveloping in the Ark-La-Tex and far east Texas Friday evening. A few of these storms could become severe. A break in the precip late Friday and the first half of Saturday across the state, but the second disturbance late Saturday and into or the first half of Sunday will work its way. It's pretty much the same track as this first disturbance that moves into the Plain States on Thursday and early Friday. We'll be tracking in those same areas in the late Saturday and Sunday, and it will activate a weak Pacific front on Saturday evening. A line of showers and storms will form from Childress down to Sweetwater to Del Rio, and this line of storms will be moving east through the early morning hours on Sunday, weakening somewhat as it gets close to the 35 corridor, but again, then refire in East Texas late Sunday afternoon and evening. Temperatures really not going anywhere, no cold fronts anytime soon, 80s across the state through the weekend, 90s out west and deep south. No rain for you, though. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
Sports on Texas in the Morning is just ahead. Now this.
At ASCO, we're locked in to deliver with Case Construction Equipment. We're locked in on sales, rental, parts, service, and delivery. We're reaching higher, pushing harder, and digging deeper to help you win on the job. Case Equipment can dominate a job site, endure the elements, and be up and running whenever you're ready to finish the job. If you're looking for a partner willing to go shoulder to shoulder to help you win, you can't beat ASCO. At ASCO, we're on it. ASCOEQ.com.
There are a lot of vehicles on the road with jobs to do, and they come in different shapes and sizes. When you see an emergency vehicle, TxDOT vehicle, tow truck, or utility vehicle with flashing lights activated on the roadside, move over or slow down to 20 miles per hour below the posted speed limit. It's the law, with fines up to $2,000. When vehicles have flashing lights activated on the shoulder, move over or slow down. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
We are our cuddlers and coworkers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there's nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I'm Kevin Walker with your Texas in the Morning Report. Not getting off to a great start were the Dallas Mavericks in Sunday's 109-97 loss in the Game 1 matchup with the Kawhi Leonard-less Los Angeles Clippers. The Mavs got off to a horrendous start, shooting well under 40% in the first half, and were climbing back from that point. With funny guy Kawhi Leonard out, James Harden had to step up, and that he did. The Beard was 8 of 17 from the field and 6 from 11 from deep with a team-leading 28 points, but it was the dominance in the paint from center Ivan Zubac, who had a playoff career high 20 points. Head coach Jason Kidd spoke on the Clips' big man.
Yeah, Zubac was big. He dominated here in game one at the center position. They played to him in the post, and we didn't have an answer. And so we have to be better. We talked about Zubac and the abilities that he has when shots go up, rebounding. We had to make sure that we sent two to him. But in the post, he hurt us. And so we got to do a better job of guarding him when he's in the post.
The Mavs will get set to go again in Crypto.com Arena for game two with tip-off set for 9 p.m. tonight. There were two Dallas teams that fell 0-1 in the playoffs as the Stars were bested by the Vegas Golden Knights in game one. The Golden Knights got off to a hot start and didn't look back with a 4-2 goal lead going into the third period after three goals scored in the first. Stars head coach Pete DeBoer said this on the Stars' second half performance.
Yeah, we didn't give them much, you know. Tight checking game. I mean, you got two teams that play pretty tight, so that's what it's going to look like. I think, you know, you can't chase the game the whole series. I thought tonight we were chasing the game all night, so we've got to make sure we fix that going forward.
The Dallas Stars will get ready for game two this Wednesday at 8:30 in the AAC. Former Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo was asked over the weekend about his time with Dallas resident and world number one golfer Scotty Scheffler.
I don't think I've ever played a round of golf with Scotty Scheffler and him not break 70 ever, which is insane. Like, now I'm actually starting to count it, where I'm like, we got to be around 500, and I'm like, not one day you're off in golf where you shoot 70, 71.
Scheffler, a University of Texas Longhorn graduate, has been on a tear lately, not only winning his second Masters, but the RBC Heritage this past weekend, making an estimated $16 million in a 44-day span. With your Texas in the Morning Report, I'm Kevin Walker.
Up next, Mike Rogers.
Talk about your fixer-upper. How about the cabin for sale up in Minnesota?
No insulation, no running water, no plumbing. There's an outhouse and a hand pump outside.
And yet, someone's going to pay a lot of money for it. I'm Mike Rogers. We'll tell you why coming up on the other side of the news.
As Texas in the Morning continues.
At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas, we understand the future of any community will always depend on the health and well-being of its newest members. Because when a mom and child's life together begins with the right support, the positive effects on those all around them are exponential. That's why we're proud to be launching the Special Beginnings Program, providing a unique 360-degree scope of maternal health tools and services, including advanced technology revealing key health risks, along with our dedicated advocacy teams, helping new moms get the right care at the right time. As communities, we're only as strong as our most vulnerable. And with each promising newborn, a promise for a healthier tomorrow also needs to be delivered. Fortunately, at Blue Cross, being there from the beginning will always be our reason for being. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas, through it all.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang.
Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
And now TSN's Mike Rogers with the other side of the news.
It can best be described as rustic, very rustic. The cabin on Square Lake near Stillwater, Minnesota, that Rich and Ann Cummings are trying to sell.
We bought the cabin in January, and we're planning on building a new house on the property, and quite frankly, the cabin is in the way.
Because they can't live there.
No insulation, no running water, no plumbing. There's an outhouse and a hand pump outside.
But that lack of amenities notwithstanding, the Cummings cabin could bring top dollar just the same, because it is the one from the movie Fargo. Remember?
Yeah, but the deal was the car first, then the $40,000, like as if it was the ransom.
If you remember the movie where the wife of the car salesman was kind of bound and hooded, and they had her in the chair in the place, and then, of course, she ends up dying in the cabin.
Along with one of the bad guys, who wound up having a posthumous close encounter with a wood chipper.
And that was also shot on the same location.
Which is kind of cool, but there is a flip side to that sort of movie infamy.
Do a lot of people come by just to see it and gawk?
Probably after today they will.
Yes, this sale has gotten a lot of attention. And as to who might pony up the dough and buy the cabin?
Someone is a real movie buff, I suppose. I know a guy in the area that has a cabin over, or some property over in Wisconsin, that thinks it might be cool to be on his land, so it could be that he'll be one of the bidders.
And whoever gets it has to move it, right?
Right. Or disassemble it.
But he says that's a small price to pay for a piece of movie memorabilia like this.
Does a wood chipper come with it?
If the reserve bid is met, I'll throw on a wood chipper.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, sure, you betcha.
You're darn tootin'.
And I'm Mike Rogers with the other side of the news on TSN.
Making news beyond the Lone Star State. Following opening statements yesterday in his hush money trial, former President Donald Trump will be back in a Manhattan courtroom today. Israel's prime minister is criticizing an expected decision by the U.S. to impose sanctions against a specific battalion of the Israeli military, as they're accused of killing an elderly man in its custody. Another big protest at the Tennessee state capitol, where a bill that would allow teachers to carry guns is getting close to becoming law. The U.S. Supreme Court wrestling with a case that could have implications nationwide. Should the homeless be punished for being homeless? Australia hosting the World Health Summit for the first time in history, the milestone gathering in Melbourne this week, focusing on mental health. In the first quarter of this year, there were shortages of more than 300 active medications. The Department of Health and Human Services is blaming market failures. Two NASA astronauts have entered quarantine as they prepare to fly a brand new spaceship next month. A new app helping some vision-impaired fans enjoy minor league baseball games. Plus, the fifth full moon of the year rises tonight. Did you know it's called a pink moon? No, it won't look pink. It is called that, though, in honor of creeping phlox flowers, one of the earliest to bloom during spring. This is Texas in the Morning. I'm Kristen Yates, TSN News.
You're losing your hair, and you need a simple solution that works. You want the best. Modern technology with top-rated physicians. Something that's guaranteed to work. Guys, you need Advanced Hair. They've completely redefined hair restoration, from the experience itself to their unmatched results. Receding hairline? Bald spot? thinning hair? Address them all with Advanced Hair's simple one-day treatment in a calm, relaxed environment with the most experienced professionals. Advanced Hair has performed tens of thousands of these breakthrough treatments. And get this, your own natural hair begins to regrow the very next day. No one can offer anything like the Advanced FUE found at Advanced Hair, and I highly recommend their team. It starts with your free consultation. Call 469-599-HAIR. If you qualify, you'll also get $250 off and 250 free hair grafts. Refine your hairline with the team that's redefined hair restoration. 469-599-HAIR or advancedhair.com.
TSN News, I'm Chelsea Wade, and this is a Lone Star Farm and Ranch report for Tuesday, April 23rd.
Well, storm chances will start ramping up across parts of the state, especially late into the week and into the weekend, while others stay dry and warm. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff. Your forecast coming up.
We also have a complete market recap coming up. Corn planting in Texas is rolling right along. 68% of the crop is now in the ground, 5% more than last week and about 3% more than the five-year average. 55% of the corn has emerged. That's also slightly ahead of the five-year average. When it comes to cotton, USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey has more.
Taking a look at the cotton planting progress for the week ending April 21st, everything's coming up 11s this week, 11% planted, five-year average is 11% cotton planted, and last year at this time, we were at 11%. We see planting progress in 13 of our 15 reporting states, only holdouts on any planting at all, none planted yet in Kansas and Oklahoma. As we move to our number one production state, Texas, 16% planted, five-year average, 16%. And then leading the nation in planting progress, no surprise there, Arizona at 42% planted. And there, that's pretty much right on par with the five-year average of 41%.
Winter wheat planting has hit the halfway mark in the Lone Star State. 50% has been planted. Rippey says the condition, it's dropping in several states.
A week ago, Kansas wheat, 19%, very poor to poor. That has jumped to 26%. That is the highest very poor to poor rating in the nation. Other states this week, double-digit ratings for very poor to poor. Texas at 21%, Washington State 18%, Colorado 16%, and Oklahoma at 12%. So we are seeing the crop again in some of the drier pockets starting to run out of steam as we get into some really critical time frame for crop development as the heads try to fill out.
The topsoil moisture in Texas is 41%, very short to short. 12% is in the surplus category. Moving now to rice.
All of the states except Texas reporting rice planting progress that is ahead of the five-year average pace. Texas at 72% planted, only marginally behind the five-year average of 75%.
And finally, sorghum, 60% has been planted. Farmers in the Rio Grande Valley, they're desperate for water.
A report from Texas A&M AgriLife estimates the valley could lose more than $495 million in crop production this year due to a lack of water. The Texas Tribune reports several factors are contributing to the valley's water scarcity, including a lack of rainfall, and Mexico's slow delivery of water to the U.S. under the terms of a 1944 treaty. Mexico's behind on its water deliveries by more than 700,000 acre feet as of April 6th, according to the International Boundary and Water Commission. John Mark Dempsey, TSN News.
A city manager in a small town in West Texas whose water system was subject to a foreign hacking attempt says the state needs to provide additional resources.
Mike Seipert is the Hale Center city manager. His city is located 41 miles north of Lubbock. On Monday, Seipert recalled the January hacking attempts that originated in Russia.
I can tell you there were 37,000 attempts in 4 days.
Seipert said maintaining IT is tough for small towns.
We don't have the resources. We don't have an IT department in a town of 2,000 people, so we rely on outside sources.
He also said the state needs to get involved in cyber defense.
Actually, have been in contact with state DIR and CCEQ both on trying to get some of that stuff put in place where we'd have a one-stop shop to go in there and look and have check boxes.
Meanwhile, federal agencies are investigating. In Lubbock, Rob Snyder, TSN News.
Registration is open for the Ranch Raised Beef Conference coming up May 30th through the 31st in Bryan College Station.
The program, hosted by Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, will include both grass and grain-finished beef raised and marketed on the ranch. This conference is designed to cover how to grow forages for raising cattle, grazing strategies, forage-finishing diets, and grain-finished programs, carcass fabrication, understanding processor cut sheets, and marketing strategies. The fee of $300 will include 16 hours of classroom training, resources, face-to-face access to experts, and meals throughout the 2 days. To register or to get more information, go to beefcattleshortcourse.com and click on the tab that says Additional Beef Cattle Education. Melanie Brown, TSN Agribusiness News.
And the Federal Reserve Board has released its April Beige Book.
It summarizes current economic conditions and includes observations on the agricultural economy. In Atlanta's 6th District, agricultural conditions showed improvement in recent weeks with continued resilience in the cattle market and strong dairy demand. In the 7th District of Chicago, field work in preparation for planting was well ahead of the usual pace given warmer than normal temps. In the 8th District of St. Louis, total acres planted at the end of March were similar to last year, but there are concerns about wet weather in multiple states. In Minneapolis's 9th District, warm weather and widespread mild drought conditions led to a mixed outlook going into planting. In the 11th District of Dallas, drought remained prevalent in West Texas and southern New Mexico. In the 12th District around San Francisco, rainfall provided much-needed water for crops but did cause some flooding. I'm Tristan Ryans, TSN News.
Still to come, more ag news, Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff's weather in the markets. As Lone Star Farm and Ranch Report continues, this is TSN News.
Life is unpredictable. You never know when you or a loved one may be injured in a car or truck accident due to someone else's negligence. That's when you need an experienced public injury attorney to fight for your rights and get you the compensation you deserve. That's where Frankel & Frankel come in. For over 25 years, Frankel & Frankel have been the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Texas. They've helped countless clients win their cases and get the compensation they deserve. Frankel & Frankel truly care about their clients. They understand the emotional and physical pain that comes with being injured, and they'll do everything in their power to ease your burden. They'll guide you through the legal process, answer any questions you may have, and fight tirelessly for your rights. Don't let someone else's negligence go unpunished. If you or a loved one have been injured, contact Frankel & Frankel at truckwreck.com. They offer a free consultation, and you don't pay anything unless they win your case. Frankel & Frankel, attorneys you can trust. Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
And welcome back to the Lone Star Farm and Ranch Report. President Biden has proposed tripling steel and aluminum tariffs on China, but his ag secretary argues provoking China may be at the root of a rising farm trade deficit. Top Senate Finance Member Mike Crapo brought up the steel tariff issue with U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai, urging she quickly finish a required tariff review and act.
It's my understanding that President Biden has recommended that there be a tripling of our tariffs on steel and aluminum for China. And the question I have is, when are we going to get an answer? When will this investigation end and a decision be made?
We are in very, very advanced stages of our interagency work, and then I expect that we will come to conclusion very soon.
But Biden's tripling of the steel tariffs could spark retaliation by China against U.S. ag producers. Yet Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack had this possible explanation for the growing U.S. ag trade deficit in an exchange with top GOP Senate ag appropriator John Hoeven at a recent hearing.
Our trade deficit for the first 3 months of fiscal year 24 was $6 billion. Bought $6 billion more than we sold. China purchased $6 billion less.
Yeah, I knew that's where you were going. Yeah. Coincidence, no, right?
Well, look, if you continually wrap your number one customer, it's not surprising that your number one customer would send you a signal about, hey, we're paying attention. So what has to happen, I think, is a much more nuanced and sophisticated conversation about China.
But President Biden has left U.S. tariffs in place on hundreds of billions in Chinese goods, while Beijing kept its retaliatory tariffs on U.S. farm goods like soybeans. And it's failed to live up to its phase one commitments to the U.S. to buy more farm goods. Meanwhile, a report by the American Chamber of Commerce in China says that simmering tensions between Beijing and Washington remain the top worry for U.S. companies operating in China. The survey of American companies said inconsistent and unclear policies and enforcement, rising labor costs, and data security issues were other top concerns. The report welcomed an improvement in relations last year, but said the U.S. presidential election was looming large over future business environments. Said that despite Chinese leaders' inconsistency and insistence that Beijing welcomes foreign businesses, many still face discrimination and public ad campaigns fostering suspension of foreign ag workers in China. USDA regional climate hubs are still operating after 10 years and still helping farmers deal with climate change.
We need to be better equipped to mitigate the consequences of adverse weather patterns and to be able to adapt accordingly.
With those words recorded 10 years ago, February of 2014, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced the creation of 10 so-called regional climate hubs across the country. And he said farmers need to be given the information and the tools to help them adapt to climate change and hopefully reverse it.
You can't do that unless you have science-based, practical information and technologies that can be adopted in the field. And that's what these hubs will be designed to create and identify.
Today, the hubs form a network of over 120 climate researchers gathering and distributing information to help U.S. producers handle climate change. Also in May of last year, Vilsack announced the creation of an international climate hub. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
South winds are back across the state. We're warming up, and there is a threat for some storms before the end of the week. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff. Weather's next.
As the Lone Star Farm and Ranch report continues, this is TSN News.
There's a basic human interaction that is necessary and central and, frankly, integral into the delivery of care.
Hello, my name is Jim Springfield. I'm the president of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas. That patient-physician relationship, that patient-provider relationship is sacred, and we've got to make sure that we do everything we can do to support that. Amidst this great technological explosion, we can't get too far afield from that reality. We're social beings, and we're at our healthiest when we interact with others. These days, it'll be nice to have interaction with more people, to learn more about them, and as they learn more about us, and as our relationship deepens and broadens, it'll allow both of us to thrive. And I'm proud that this kind of bond is top of mind at Blue Cross of Texas in terms of guiding and shaping what we're doing. So I'm really excited about it.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a Mutual Legal Reserve Company.
Are you a nonprofit organization making a difference in your community? Do you dream of expanding your impact but lack the space to do it?
Well, look no further than Mueller's Helping Hand.
We're excited to announce that Mueller's Helping Hand is now accepting applications for our prestigious giveaway. That's right, one deserving nonprofit will be awarded a whopping 4,000 square foot building.
Whether you're running a food bank, an after school program, or a shelter for those in need, this building could be the game changer your organization has been waiting for.
But Mueller's Helping Hand isn't looking for just any nonprofit. We're searching for those unsung heroes who go above and beyond to serve their communities.
So if you're a deserving nonprofit making a real difference, apply now for your chance for this incredible opportunity.
Applications must be received by May 24th. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com.
That's MuellerInc.com.
And we're back with the weather on the Lone Star Farm and Ranch Report. Here's TSN Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff.
Thank you so much. Happy Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. Not as cool this morning as what we felt yesterday morning, except there are still a few upper 40s across far east Texas, 50s and 60s across the rest of the state. And south winds are back. It'll be a breezy day today as temperatures warm up into the low 80s out into west Texas. We'll be near 80 along the 35 corridor and upper 70s in far east Texas. Going to keep an eye on a weak cold front that's going to sag into the Panhandle and cross over the Red River Valley close to Wichita Falls and up through Ardmore, Oklahoma, just around Tulsa. It's going to stall along the Red River, but there'll be a few isolated severe storms forming around Childress and Vernon down towards Monday. And west towards Aspermont. And these storms will be heading southeast through the northern big country, Haskell, Throckmorton, down maybe as far southeast as Breckenridge and Albany. But they'll start to fall apart quickly after sunset. And then that'll be done. That front will linger along the Red River Valley on Wednesday, but most of the storms will be pretty much along the Red River. West of Wichita Falls will be few and far between. And then the rest of the state remains dry. Temperatures will be in the 80s statewide on Thursday. We'll get up into the 90s, though, in deep South Texas starting Thursday. Pretty much all the way through the weekend, even some 90s out in the far west Texas into the high deserts. We got an upper-level disturbance that will be cruising across the central plain states late Thursday and into Friday, and this will activate the dry line, and this will come through the Wichita Falls to Abilene late Thursday night and form some storms, and these will be moving across north and central Texas Friday morning and then redeveloping in the Ark-La-Tex and far east Texas Friday evening. A few of these storms could become severe. A break in the precip late Friday and the first half of Saturday across the state, but the second disturbance late Saturday and into or the first half of Sunday will work its way. It's pretty much the same track as this first disturbance that moves into the Plain States on Thursday and early Friday. We'll be tracking in those same areas in the late Saturday and Sunday, and it will activate a weak Pacific front on Saturday evening. A line of showers and storms will form from Childress down to Sweetwater to Del Rio, and this line of storms will be moving east through the early morning hours on Sunday, weakening somewhat as it gets close to the 35 corridor, but again, then refire in East Texas late Sunday afternoon and evening. Temperatures really not going anywhere. No cold fronts anytime soon. 80s across the state through the weekend. 90s out west and deep south. No rain for you, though. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
Cattle and cotton saw mostly triple-digit gains. It was double-digit gains in the wheat market. The markets are next as the Lone Star Farm and Ranch Report continues. This is TSN News.
Texas is full of culture and stories to share, whether it's on the epidemic on feral hogs.
We were out the other night and just scanned the field with the thermal, and there was probably, I would say, at least 100 pigs out in that field.
Or learning how Texas feels about the change in views on cannabis.
Statewide in Texas, possession of marijuana is still a crime. Now, depending on what jurisdiction you are, they do have different policies.
Texas Want to Know covers it all. I'm Bree Flores, and with producer Chris Blake, we look into stories that impact Texans. New episodes drop every Thursday.
At ASCO Equipment, we offer a different kind of farm equipment with Case Construction equipment. From stacking bales to mixing feed and everything in between, Case Construction has served generations of farms and ranches with some of the most versatile and powerful equipment in the industry. Born on the farm and strengthened on the toughest construction sites, Case skid steers, compact track loaders, wheel loaders, and more are built to keep your farm pushing forward. Visit ASCO Equipment to check out equipment built to tackle the toughest of work. At ASCO, we're on it. ASCOEQ.com.
Everyone loves a champion, someone whose performance puts them head and shoulders above the rest. But not all champions wear a medal or hoist a trophy. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we see champions everywhere we look. In every sport, on every court,
we're building a foundation to ensure all athletes are safe, supported, and strengthened. We believe abuse can be prevented by taking a hard look at how we coach, how we train, and how we interact after the last whistle. We have provided over 2 million safe sport trainings. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, ending abuse is not just our job. It's our promise.
It's market information on the Lone Star Farm and Ranch Report. It was a typical Monday in cash cattle country. Given that carcass weights are growing heavier and packers have reduced processing speeds, it's unlikely that cattle will trade much better than steady this week. Boxed beef prices closed higher. Choice was up 26 cents to $295.93. Select was up $1.04 to $291.87 on 104 loads. Base grade spot cotton bids in Texas from 70.17 to higher grades of 73.92, but only on one bale. The Cotlook A index was up 50 points at 87.05. The AWP is 62.18. It was a good day for the live cattle complex as the market gapped higher right from the day's start and traded higher through the close. It was worth noting that the spot June contract closed above the market's resistance of 175.50. signaling that traders are confident about this move. April live cattle closed up $2.35, 183.82. June live cattle closed up $2.37, 178 and a nickel. August live cattle closed up $2.85, 176.40. The feeder cattle complex had no issue closing higher as the market was well supported throughout its trade, thanks to the added support from Friday's cattle on feed report. April feeders closed up $1.57, 242.90. May feeders closed up $3.17, 245.17. The August contract closed up $4.97 at 258.47. The lean hog complex grew stronger as the day traded onward, and it started with only the nearby lean hog contracts trading higher, but by the close, the entire marketplace saw higher gains. May lean hogs closed up 47 cents, 96.70. June lean hogs closed up 67 cents at 105.50. July lean hogs closed up $1.20 at 107.67. Milk futures and most cash dairy prices were mostly higher. May was up 58 cents at 18.38. June class 3 milk was up 47 cents at 18.54. In an attempt to unfold a technical turnaround, the cotton market ended its session with triple-digit gains. May cotton settled at 80.04, up 135. July was at 82.42, up 140. And new crop December finished at 78.49, 94 points higher. Estimated volume was 40,444 contracts. The corn market rallied as managed money funds covered some of their short positions that were added to last week. The strong wheat markets also helped push corn futures higher. May corn closed up 6.25 at 439.75. July corn closed up 6.75 at 449.75. December corn closed up 6.25 at 472.5. Wheat closed sharply higher. There wasn't a lot of fresh news to propel the market higher, which may indicate that it was a correction from oversold conditions with fund short coverings. May Chicago wheat closed up 20 cents at 570.25. July Chicago wheat closed up 20.75 at 587.5. May Kansas City wheat closed up 16 cents at 597.5. July Kansas City wheat closed up 19.5 at 602.5. Oil inch lower. West Texas Intermediate settled at $82.85 a barrel. Brent closed at $87 even a barrel. With the Lone Star Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Chelsea Wade, TSN News.
Guys, for those of you with a full head of hair, congratulations. Studies show that one of the most attractive physical features is a full head of hair. Want to know the least attractive and most aging? Well, it's hair loss. No amount of car, house, or success can make up for that thinning or balding, as it leaves the greatest lasting physical impression. It doesn't have to be that way. Advanced Hair has the quick one-day solution to your hair loss, and it can help you look 10 to 20 years younger. No more expensive pills or special shampoos. Just your very own natural hair guaranteed to grow. Advanced Hair has changed tens of thousands of lives, including top radio personalities across the country. Did I mention your own natural hair begins to regrow the very next day and can grow for life? Call Advanced Hair at 469-599-HAIR for your free...
Schulenburg Livestock Auction. The right place to be every Saturday. If you are a farmer or a rancher interested in buying or selling any livestock, take your animal to the Schulenburg Livestock Auction on Saturdays located on Highway 90 east of Schulenburg. The auction and sale gets underway at noon, starting with the pack of bulls and cows. Plus, if you need help getting your cattle hauled, that's no problem. Just call the sale barn Monday through Saturdays from 9 to 4 p.m. at 979-743-6566. The staff at Schulenburg Livestock Auction makes it their business to keep a good group of buyers at every sale by offering professional service and years of experience in the marketing field. So call anytime, day or night, the Schulenburg Livestock Auction, where your business is always appreciated.
It's a mower extravaganza at Ewald Kubota. Hi, I'm John Ewald. Come into any of our 11 locations and check out our huge selection of Kubota mowers for residential or commercial use. From zero turn to front mount, from stand on to walk behind, we've got the right machine at the right price. And right now, Kubota is offering incredible savings and finance offers on all mowers. From the Gulf of Mexico to the Hill Country of Texas, for over 75 years, Ewald Kubota is your Kubota dealer.
And the Lone Star Farm and Ranch Report brought to you today by Schulenburg Livestock Commission and Ewald Kubota. It is 6:50 on this Tuesday, April 23rd. Time now for local news and information. I'm Laura Kremling. Starting off today, the Senior Citizen Centers invite you in for lunch, bingo, and dominoes in Hallettsville, Yoakum, or Shiner. Plates to go are also available at the centers in Hallettsville or Yoakum from 11 to 12:30, Monday through Thursday. Reservations must be made in advance for dine-in or pickup and must be 60 years of age or older. Home delivery is also available to residents of Lavaca County who meet the requirements. The meal for today is spaghetti with meat sauce, green salad with dressing, garlic toast, and Jell-O. The meal for Wednesday is meatloaf with ground turkey, whipped potatoes, baked squash, and banana pudding. For more information or to reserve a meal, call 361-798-2211. The Texas State Championship Fiddler's Frolics going on this weekend at the KC Hall in Hallettsville, April 26th through the 28th. Friday night is Cajun Fun Night. They'll have music by Broken Alibi under the pavilion, Crawfish and Gumbo. Inside the hall, Boudreaux and Pawson, Charles Thibodeau and the Austin Aces, Jean-Pierre Blanchard and Zydeco Angels, and Jess Legg and the Bosco Stomp. Then on Saturday, the Texas State Championship Fiddling Contest will begin. There's a barbecue cook-off, Cactus Country under the pavilion from 12 till 5, and inside the hall from 8:30 till 1, the Bar Ditch Hippies, and headlining is Diamond Rio. On Sunday, the fiddling contest will continue, the barbecue cook-off, also Christian Country Music Ministry under the pavilion from 10:30 till 1, and Justin Trevino and Tony Booth from 2 to 6 p.m. Admission into the fiddling contest is $15. Saturday night's concert is $35, and a weekend pass is $75. You can find out complete details and get tickets online at fiddlersfrolics.com. The Shiner Knights of Columbus will have a kettle-fried pork loin dinner on Sunday, April 28th at the Shiner KC Hall. Serving to-go plates from 10:30 till noon for $13 a plate. Advanced tickets are available at local merchants. There will be a free rabies vaccination clinic for cats and dogs on May 4th from 8 till noon at the old EMS station in Gonzales. That's at 1724 Hixton. And dogs must be on a leash, cats must be in a carrier, and animals must be 4 months old or older. There's a limited quantity available, so show up early. If you need more information, call 830-672-8686. The Shiner High School cheerleaders will have a grilled chicken meal Sunday, May 5th at the Casper Pavilion, serving to-go plates from 11 to 12:30 for $12 a plate. Tickets are available from any cheerleader, Potex Grocery and Market, and BAME Tractor Sales. The Shiloh Cemetery and Community Center will conduct their annual memorial service Sunday, May 5th, beginning at 2 p.m. Cleanup will be on April 27th, starting at 9 a.m. A carry-in lunch will follow the service, and the public is invited. There will be a blood drive at the St. Peter Lutheran Church of Hallettsville on Sunday, May 5th from 8 till 1 in the Blood Mobile in front of the church. Anyone 17 years of age or older, weighing at least 110 pounds, and in good general health may donate blood. Anyone 16 years old, weighing 120 pounds, with a parental consent form may also donate. All donors must show photo ID before beginning the donation process. And all donors will receive a commemorative 50th anniversary water bottle while supplies last. You can make an appointment online at southtexasblood.org. The city of Hallettsville will have spring cleanup on May 11th from 8 a.m. till noon or until the containers have reached capacity at the city's transfer station. Items accepted are brush, furniture, and appliances, but Freon must be removed. Not accepted are tires, liquids, paint, household chemicals, batteries, hazardous material, televisions, and computers. Proof of residency is required, and residents are responsible for unloading their vehicles. For more information, call 1-800-375-8375. Time now for obituaries. Mary Pargman, 84, of Yoakum, passed away Thursday, April 18th. Visitation will be 4 to 6 p.m. on Wednesday, April 24th at Teeley Cooper Funeral Home. Funeral service will be 10 a.m. Thursday, April 25th at Holy Cross Lutheran Church. Burial will be at Hermanson Cemetery. Bernard Joseph Ziegel Jr., 75, of Shiner, passed away Thursday, April 18th. Funeral Mass will be 10 a.m. Tuesday, April 23rd at St. Joe Methodius Catholic Church. Burial will follow at the Shiner Catholic Cemetery. Roy Bitten, R.B. Patterson Jr. of Shiner, passed away Monday, April 15th. A gathering of friends and relatives will be held on Friday, April 26th from 5 to 7 p.m. and a celebration of life will follow at 7 p.m. at the Shiner Funeral Home. Quick look at the weather forecast courtesy of the National Weather Service and brought to you by GVEC and Ewok Kubota. For today, partly sunny with a high of 77, south winds 5 to 10, mostly cloudy overnight tonight with a low of 65. Winds will pick up to about 20 miles an hour overnight tonight. Partly sunny on Wednesday with a high of 83, increasing clouds Wednesday night with a low of 68. Winds again will pick up overnight about 20 miles an hour. Thursday, mostly cloudy, high of 84, with winds 25 to 30 miles an hour throughout the day on Thursday. Mostly cloudy, high of 71, overnight low of 71 on Thursday night, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. on Friday. Mostly cloudy, high of 83, breezy, with winds about 35 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy overnight Friday night with a low of 72. Mostly sunny on Saturday, high of 86. It'll be a little breezy with winds about 35 miles an hour. Then those winds will die down overnight. Mostly cloudy Saturday night with a low of 71. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday with a high of 86, high on Monday of 87. Currently, it is overcast and about 57 degrees outside of the Texas Thunder Studios. This is courtesy of the National Weather Service and brought to you by GVEC and Ewok Kubota. Looking for reliable internet that won't slow you down? GVEC Internet has you covered. From wireless internet to state-of-the-art fiber technology with speeds up to 1 gigabyte per second, GVEC has a plan that's perfect for your needs. Don't put it off any longer. Trust the local internet experts at GVEC and sign up today. Right now, take advantage of the special offer to get free activation and fiber internet as little as $29.95 a month. Call 1-800-699-4832 or visit gvec.net today.
When it comes to getting work done on your property, get the power, comfort, and quality you need by choosing Kubota compact construction equipment, like excavators, skid loaders, and track loaders. At Ewald Kubota, we have all the equipment you need, whether you're buying or renting. And we know you need the reliable, dependable equipment Kubota is known for. From the Gulf of Mexico to the hill country of Texas for 75 years, Ewald Kubota is your Kubota dealer. Visit us at ewaldkubota.com.
Time now for birthdays, anniversaries, and school lunch menus. Celebrating a birthday today, April 23rd, Gary Meagle, Jeannie Emerson, George Tupa, Blaine Eschberger, Joshua Bohuslav, Tyler Skelton, Alex Bunyak, Keith Krejci, Brian Pakluta, and Kason Stavanoa. And celebrating anniversaries today, Elroy and Joyce Sternadel, Glenn and Laurie Yannock, and Luke and Helen Yannock. So happy anniversary to you. Moving on to school lunch menus, Ezell School this morning for breakfast will have breakfast tacos. For lunch, Crispitos, refried beans, corn, chips, and salsa. Flatonia ISD this morning for breakfast will have pig in the blankets with a pineapple, fruit, mixed fruit, and milk. And for lunch, hamburger or grilled chicken burger with cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, waffle fries, celery with peanut butter, and cherry applesauce.